1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line for today's Newsmaker 3, Jesse Solis. Time to get that quick last-minute recap, review, preview of what's going to be taking place at the Emporia Golf Course this weekend.
Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I'm perfect. Not perfect, but I'm real good.
I don't know. You're pretty darn close to perfect, Jesse. Come on.
Well, I appreciate that. I did talk to the man upstairs and ordered a wonderful day for all the golfers that we're going to have out there Saturday.
You did a pretty good job of ordering that up. Sunshine with an air temperature of 91 for early September. That is definitely not bad. Speaking exactly. of what's going to be taking place here, Jesse, you got the big tournament coming up here.
Well, so far, I'll tell you what, we've got 23 teams. We're looking at 92 people. We're going to feed 92 people. And we're going to have a great day. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have a bunch of, we have some young kids coming out there. They called and asked me if I would allow some kids to play. I said, definitely. They're going to be veterans one of these days, maybe.
Yeah.
And we want everybody represented in Emporia, Kansas, the founding city of Veterans Day. Thanks to Ed Reese, Bill Sellers, President Eisenhower, and especially Alvin King.
Well, you're right, Jesse. The founding city of Veterans Day, a veteran's very important to our community, as they should be. And this golf tournament, how many years now, Jesse, have you been organizing this event?
Well, I'm looking at 19. My wife tells me it's been 20.
Okay.
I think she's right.
Yeah, I'll go with your wife there on that one, Jesse. All right, so tournament, what time do things start Saturday, Jesse? And if there are folks out there that might want to get a team together, is there still time?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Marcus doesn't like for me to do that because he likes to have things in order. But as it goes, we try to make everybody happy and make sure that they come out and support us. It's very important. And the times, we kick off things about 8 o'clock, and we do, it's a shotgun start at 9 a.m. And we do have some people coming from out of town. So we always tell them to get here a little bit earlier so they can sign in and pay their monies.
Will you be doing the national anthem out there, Jesse?
Oh, definitely, definitely we'll do the national anthem. And we do have Mr. Bailey, Don Bailey, a Navy veteran that will sing the national anthem for us. We'll have the guys out. We'll have both VFW, and then the American Legion. We've got Jeff Elk giving us some help. Well, some of the veterans are out there working with us, which we appreciate. It's always good to have representation of the veterans of Emporia, Kansas.
Absolutely. And speaking of that here, Jesse, where does the money from this particular event go to fund? What are some of the different things that it has funded, and what do you have planned here for this year?
Well, every year what we do, after the dust settles, we invite representatives from each entity to a dinner, and that's taken care of. And then everybody... say, for instance, the VFW, we have two VFWs in Emporia, and then we have the American Legion, we have the Mexican-American Second World War veterans, and then we have the Ladies Auxiliary, and each entity gets a check for $1,000.
Yeah, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And they've done this every single year, so a lot of money has been designated to local veterans organizations. That is what this is all about. It's the All-Veterans Golf Tournament happening at the Emporia Golf Course this Saturday morning. Anything else we need to add here, Jesse?
Well, I need to thank all the donors. This wouldn't be possible. And we wouldn't be able to spread this all out or donate all this monies if it wasn't for our donors, which, you know, it's I go out there every year and beat the bushes, and gosh, I they know I'm coming, and they see me, and they know what I'm there for.
Well, we appreciate all you do, Jesse. It's been a labor of love. We can certainly tell that, and you got a great passion for this, and thanks for all you do and have done.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Jesse, we'll see you on Saturday. Hope you have a great turnout.
Thanks, Jesse.
Adios.
All right. Jesse Solis, organizer of the All Veterans Golf Tournament, coming up this Saturday. Chuck?
All right. Don't forget, too, that and we've been saying this for the last couple of days since coming back from the Labor Day weekend, that our schedule is full. So we've already mentioned the newsmaker, too, Megan Hilbisch, tomorrow morning, talking about her experiences at the International Shooting Sports Federation World Championships in Azerbaijan. We've got a Newsmaker 3 coming as well, Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention Director Melissa Owen. Celebrities in Disguise is Saturday, but this is a busy month here for Beacon for Hope, and we'll go through all of the activities coming up, 8:40 tomorrow.
KVOE, good morning. It's 8:57.
Looking for financial education help? Maybe want to use a calculator or budgeting tool. Check out Bonsai